Then you're out in Lawton playing.
Mm-hmm. Ended up in Lawton for several years and got a call to come out to Clovis, New Mexico to do some session work at Norman Petty Studios, and that's when I met Buddy Holly.
How did you meet Buddy Holly?
I was out there at Petty's recording with some other people. Buddy came by and asked me to play on some records. He said, I like what I hear you've been playing on some of these records. He recorded in a couple of nights. We did some songs, and then they released one of the songs, It's So Easy, and he called me and said, that's going to be my next release, and I can't play your solo. Will you go on the road with me? And this was in July of 58, so that's when I started touring with him.
What was your impression right then of Buddy at first?
You know, I thought he was great. Anybody that's original to me is good. You know, Johnny Cash, it's all original. They're greater singers, but Johnny Cash, the original, Kris Kristofferson, you know, he's not a great singer, but it gets to me because he's not copying nobody. He's doing his own stuff. And Buddy had a lot of talent and a lot of charisma on stage.
Was he a quiet sort of
fellow? Kind of a quiet guy, but he just looked like a star to me, you know. He always dressed sharp.
When he met you, he would have been in his early 20s?
22. You know, his birthday was yesterday. He was 75.
Yesterday would have been September 7th.
Mm-hmm.
He would have been 75 years old.
They put him in the Walk with Stars in Hollywood yesterday.
You ever tried to imagine what he would have become?
I have been a giant, no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
You know, the Beatles kind of copied what we were doing, and he loved England. I think he would have gone to England and probably hooked up with McCartney and Lennon and wrote songs with them.
He asked you to go on tour with him. Was this the summer dance party?
Summer dance party, yeah.
And then he asked you to put together a little blues rock band?
Mm-hmm.
How did he come along with Buddy Holly and the Crickets, and how did the Crickets come about, that name?
The story is that there was a cricket in Norman Petty's echo chamber one night, and they came up with the name. I've heard two or three different deals. That was the best story, you know.
Yeah, and Norman Petty was a major producer at that time, right?
Put it this way, he had a studio at that time. I wouldn't say he was a great producer. He was a good engineer, and he had a good ear for songs. But what Buddy recorded is what Buddy came up with. He wrote the songs and arranged them. And a producer's job is to go out and find the material, put it with an artist, bring the artist in, hire the musicians, work up the arrangements, and put the record out. That's what real producers do. But Buddy would go in with the Crickets, and they'd go in there and cut. He'd say, I got this song, Peggy Sue, and J.I. plays this on the drums, and they do that, and they'd work it up. And Norman put it on tape, and he was good at that. And he was good at making deals. He'd go to New York and he'd make a deal for Buddy.
So when you were on tour, it was Buddy Holly and the Crickets and the Tommy Alsop Band.
The first tour, yeah, the summer dance party. I had some horns. Had a boy named Earl Sinks that was singing with us. We'd play about an hour. They'd dance and Buddy'd come out and do his show. And we'd play about another hour. Yeah, it worked out pretty good. I got to play both bands, so.
Was it Norman then who would put together this big package tour?
GAC in New York City. General Artist Corporation. Just about everything went through them at that time.
What were some of the big acts that would be in addition to Buddy Holly and the Crickets in that big package tour?
Frankie Avalon, Jimmy Clinton, Clyde McFadder, the Coasters, the Drifters, Bobby Darin, just on and on.
Dion and the Belmonts?
Yeah, they were there.
That must have attracted a huge crowd wherever they went.
You know, we played those same places with Buddy Holly on that winter dance party. We was playing a lot of them same places and having just as many people with just five acts. Yeah, they would draw them in, you know. They could raise the prices a little bit with a big package show like that.
So then everybody felt they were getting enough money. That was a lot of people to pay.
Yeah. The night we played the Surf, they raised the price from 75 cents a person to a dollar and a quarter that night because there was five acts on it.
So then Buddy told you about the tour that was coming up. By the way, what was the last band Buddy had?
We had the Crickets, me and Waylon Jennings and Carl Bunch.
So that was his last band,
yeah.
those you three guys.
Yeah. The two original Crickets had quit and went back to Clovis with Norman. Buddy moved to New York, and so that kind of had broken up. So we hired Waylon and a drummer, and away we go.